Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
I have a new song that everybody in the studio will be hearing over and over and over and over again.
Oh, boy. Great.
And I'd like to apologize right away.
No. Oh, you know what? I like this new Keith. Apologies up front. You know, now it's like you brought that up and I really wanted to be mad at you right away. And it sounded like a fun thing to do on my afternoon. But now you're being all nice and apologizing ahead of time. This must be a really bad song.
I burn through these songs. I have to hear a song a million times, literally.
2 million, let's be honest.
2 million, and then I hate it.
And then it wraps around a year later, and you think it's a classic.
But I was looking for sexy songs, and Billboard had a list. And you know what the number one sexiest song of all time was?
Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
Olivia Newton-John, Physical.
No.
Now picture fucking to that. I wanna get physical.
No, I thought that was a workout song.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, but she's doing a workout the whole time in the video.
Well, they found it sexy. But here's the song that I'm talking about. Bishop Briggs. It's called River. Tell me if you've heard this.
No, but I like it. Keith, I need to leave. This is freaking me out. I love it.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's called River, and I heard it 2 million times over the weekend.
So we hate it now?
And no, so far I dig it. I dig it. But I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to tell people about this song. You know, maybe, you know, let people know about this woman. I look, 11 million views. Welcome to the party, Keith.
Is it new or?
11 million views.
Right, but like currently or from oldie?
Looks like it's a year old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, that's like really early, so thank you for bringing me in.
I do see a lot of emails, people writing in about Chemda, who rides a bike not just without a helmet, because who does nowadays, but with a broken chain.
It's not a broken chain.
Go, please explain it.
It turns out it's a loose chain.
A loose chain, yeah. Right. Not broken, folks. Definitely working loosely.
I did go to the bike shop.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it was a $5 oopsie doops. And
$5, you can have brakes now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. So now everybody knows. You would think.
No, Keith had an entire paper just to shame me. Look at it, it's printed out and everything.
She had a tumor, right? You'd think everything in her life would be made out of Nerf now. She does not appreciate life.
You know what? You're right. When I still had the tumor and I was waiting for the operation, I was riding my bike and I was so careful because I was like, I am not dying by a bus right now. I will die of this tumor or nothing. So you're right in a lot of ways. I don't like this new Keith.
The new My Name is Keith is out. It's with Casey James Salengo.
Love him. Do I still love him after I listen to this?
6-year comedian Casey James Salengo laughs and cries over family, including Casey's law-breaking, carjacking, face-punching father, badass step-boyfriends, and a mom that refuses to ever pay rent. Personal breakups, drinking, being made to eat in the bathroom by a significant other, and how to respect women.
Oh my God.
Keith and Casey discuss why this very show is the final disgustingly drunk My Name is Keith, the best show ever did, this is how we do it over here. As well as Casey's one true love, all the fear involved, and how he learned to masturbate thanks to the X-Men Sentinel. He ends up crying. Not over the X-Men, but we got him crying.
That is a packed motherfucking show.
Yeah.
I don't know what you didn't cover. His first toenail break, that's crazy.
He's a sharer. And then, of course, you know, we get drunk, we do this interview, he starts crying, then has no idea what he said or didn't say.
Like the next day?
Yeah.
You get a lot of texts, what did I do last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, don't worry about it. We're putting it out. So, of course, that's in your VIP program, as is.
You do treat the men differently. You're like, don't worry, I'm putting it out.
Yeah.
But other women are like, what I do? Here's what you did. Here's screenshots. Here's a video of it.
Well, I have to show, like, yeah, here's pictures from the video so you know I didn't take advantage somehow.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Hennessy Show is up where Bottoms Up Now. It's a new format he has. And it goes through the transition process, right?
Yes.
And Chemda picked up a testosterone shot for her husband, but then people just assume you're the one going through the process.
Well, I assume that will happen. So here's the thing. He was getting his first T shot, his first testosterone shot. It's, I guess, the beginning of a physical transition, right? You know, before this, he cut his hair and grew in his eyebrows. So that was the beginning of him passing.
Right.
So first testosterone shot, we made an appointment at the doctor's. I came with him. In fact, one of his friends came with a camera. It's like a big deal. We wanted it to be, you know, what do you call it? When you take pictures and
document.
Yeah, documented. And so, and we thought, okay, we have the appointment. Everything will go. We get the testosterone prescription. And there's a, what they do is they say, if you want, don't go to your pharmacy. There's a pharmacy literally next door right here. And you can pick it up right there. And then one of the nurses will show you how to do it. We really recommend that one of the nurses show you. And I'm like, fuck yes. Like, I don't want to go around this. That's crazy. I don't want to just be like, you know, you can't just shoot yourself up, right? I mean, I guess you can, but I'd feel nervous. So we went to that pharmacy. But by then, it's like, I think 2 hours later, he's getting a little frustrated. So he's waiting downstairs. I'm like, let me go to the pharmacy by myself. I'll pick it up for you. You're getting frustrated. The photographer has to leave. And so I go up there and I'm like, I pretend it's for me because I don't want additional bullshit. You know, like, oh, we have to give it straight to your husband, la, la, la. I'm just
like,
say
hello?
No, I mean, I don't, you don't know where I am in my my transition, and no one's going to judge me for it. You know, I mean, if anything, they'll ask me for ID, but I think it's fine. And we already put it in. I'm just picking it up. So I go to pick it up and I'm like, okay, this is being said loud enough that this other person here can hear it. And I'm like, okay, she's going to think that I'm picking it up. And I'm like, I don't care, except that I don't want her to start. Oh my God. I thought I turned that off. I'm so sorry. I don't want her to start thinking that I don't want her to start talking to me about it. And then I have to pretend like I'm about to take tea. So they're going to get it for me. What I realize is she's going to not think it's for me, because what I know about this stuff is that it's male transition.
This seems very complicated. Did you get the shot or not?
I didn't. But what happened was she started talking to me about the transition. She's like,
like things you'll go through.
Yeah. She's like, the shot, like, is this your first time? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, this is going to be the first shot. And as I'm talking, I'm like, this is a sitcom where I have to realize when I have to tell this person that it's not for me, because it's going to get uncomfortable because she is telling me about her experience on the shots. And I'm like, fuck, these are not the shots that you think they are. And I go, actually, it's not for me. But you finally had to, like, I just felt like I was in a sitcom of like, this is about to get super weird. We didn't end up getting it. They send us home. Meanwhile, we are going to an LGBT doctor. Everybody there is like, somehow in the LGBT community, the pharmacy next door should be giving out tea shots all the time, because that is what that place is for. And they didn't have it. We have to come back for the shots.
I'm so confused, but I'd give up. I'm a woman. Fuck it. I'm not changing. This is this is too much. You know, I thought it was interesting. You said when part of the transitioning is growing out your eyebrows, right? Didn't you say that?
Well,
So to be a guy, you just have to start getting ugly, right?
Then you're very ugly, because your eyebrows are just in.
He's not cutting his fingernails. He's a guy now.
I think, yeah, after he cut his hair and grew out his eyebrows, he started passing more as a guy.
But that's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to untuck your shirt. You have to wear wrinkled clothes for me to understand you're a man. How's your health in general?
I think I have an ulcer.
Yeah?
Yes. I went to the doctor. They said they think it's an ulcer, but they're going to do a blood test. And then they go to get the blood test and they're like, oh, we don't have these blood tests. We don't administer it. Instead, you have to poop in a cup.
And then bring it in.
Well, they're like, unless, you know, you could do it right now. And I was like, well, who knows how to poop on command? And they're like, you'd be surprised. People know how to poop on command. A lot of people do. But instead,
they say, I heard about you, fart queen.
Okay, I farted on the show and people heard it, but I don't think it was the big deal that you guys said it was.
Some guy wrote me, he's spilling coke out his nose when he heard it. But okay.
Well, yeah, so I had to poop in a cup.
And you did it?
No, I didn't. I went home. I took the cup. I don't know how to poop on command. And then every morning, because I have this, I think, ulcer, the poop is like an emergency thing. And one of the days I couldn't open the thing in time, so it was like gone. Uh-huh. Then the next day I'm just like, oh, I'm too nervous that I'm going to miss. So I missed that day. The final day that I did it, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. I finally pooped in a cup. I like twisted on the thing. Everything's in order. I call up to say I'm coming. They're closed because it's Saturday and I didn't realize.
Do you have to save it in the fridge?
No, you got to throw it out because it only lasts 24 hours. And the next day is Sunday and they're closed then too. So now I got to poop in a cup again. Do you know how much I had to like...
Get yourself ready to do it.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Well, let me tell you a little something about Keith. I was telling him that I'm nervous to poop in a cup and he goes, you want me to do it? And I'm like, no, I think it has to be me. And he's like, no, for solidarity, I'll do it and then you'll see that it's not such a big deal. It was very nice.
Thank you. On our forums, by the way, somebody wrote about Lucy Poole being on. She does the voice for Mercy, an Overwatch character. And this person says, I definitely fangirled when I saw this episode pop up. Now I have a strong pull to get all my Overwatch playing friends to listen to my favorite podcast, Smiley Face. So thank you. The person's name is All Fall Down. And we appreciate it, of course. Yeah, spread the word.
It's a great way to share it.
Don't forget the Laughable app. You can hear us on other people's shows. You subscribe. It's a free app. You subscribe to a person or a podcast. And then whenever that, if you subscribe to me, for example, anytime I'm on somebody's show, it automatically comes into your phone. And now also they'll have a way where it notifies you if I was on somebody else's show.
Yeah, so you don't even have to check if we're on the show. It'll just say, hey, Hamda was just a guest on this. It was just uploaded and you can get it on the Laughable app.
For example, we were just on the J Train podcast. Very fun advice show. And we changed lives, quite frankly.
That was a really, really fun show to do. And He's described as the Dear Abby for like bros or something like that. Right. And so I was a little nervous that it would be like so bro-y that I would have to kind of be on the defensive or be a little quiet or whatever. Right. So much fun. And he actually gives good advice.
Yeah, Jared, he does a great job.
Yeah.
Tony wrote, Keith, the girl and some of your female guests laughing some to show they are having fun is one thing. But laughing out of control all the time like they do is so annoying. Other than that, your show is pretty good.
Please unsubscribe. I know that we've been talking about subscriptions this whole time and we do want you to hit that button, but you unsubscribe. Anyone who doesn't find joy in my laughter and the guest's laughter.
Right.
Is this my dad? Did my dad write you?
But it's only females. You notice that.
Yeah. The well, men's laughter is sexy. Keith, laugh. We're all going to come.
And if I can control Hamda and get her not to laugh, what am I supposed to do with the female guests? I just want you guys to know we try not to laugh too much. Guys can, but the female one. Sorry, right back. Thank you, Tony, you idiot. I'll take this under advisement.
Oh, no, Tony just made me laugh. Tony, this is so ironic.
Listen, ladies, I appreciate a little laughter to show you are enjoying yourself, but please, I don't need to hear women laughing too much. Everybody calm down.
The joy of women kills butterflies. It's the butterfly effect, right. The real one.
I, of course, made this email public. Darren writes, look, I'm fine with women laughing, but it doesn't have to be so spontaneous.
Now I feel guilty every time I laugh.
Right. Yeah, he still affects you. You can't help it. Look, I don't like my mystical reincarnated doctors to be women, but it is what it is. You know? It's big news, I guess. The new Doctor Who, and I don't really follow this. I guess he makes phone calls all the time, is a woman. And I guess he reincarnates, and then this time it's a woman. So, some people love it, but some people don't love it. And I understand in this show, she has to keep explaining that she's Doctor Who and not Nurse Who.
Hold on a second. Isn't this a doctor that, is it they travel in time?
Yeah, what? Something like that.
So everyone believes that the doctor travels in time, but is not a woman.
But you're coming back as a woman?
Okay. Next, there'll be Ghostbusters. I mean, what kind of jobs are we giving to women?
But I got to say.
At least we're paying them less, so we got them there.
Yeah, I know my laughter. I have a hyena kind of laugh. If that doesn't bother Tony. It's quite sexist.
Well, you don't do it often, so you spare him, and then yours are real. We're just like enjoying ourselves left and right, which is really just wrong.
Guys can be such assholes. Micah Fox tweeted out, I'm outside eating a turkey sandwich, and this guy who had never talked to a stranger if it was a man says, what are you eating? It's a sandwich. She goes, pizza. And the guy goes, cunt. I saw this in the paper.
Now I want you to picture that. Just like you said, picture that with a guy. Like, what are you eating? A sandwich. Pizza, cunt, punch in the face.
Right, right. What are you eating? Nobody ever asked me what I'm eating. A stranger, never.
maybe Micah should appreciate it a little
right.
bit.
I thought this was funny. It's, and I hardly ever look at the
comics.
The comics in a newspaper. And this is very, very recent. It's called the Argyle Sweater. And it's Mr. Potato Head. And this doctor is putting his ass back on. Mm. And the guy's saying, there, that should fix it. To keep from laughing it off again, might I suggest a Dane Cook show, perhaps?
Whoa.
Where did this come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? Not cool of that comic, only because, like, you're so not current on comedy.
Right.
Take a different hat. Take Eliza.
Right. He's like, you know who I never picked on? Dane Cook.
Yeah. I missed my time.
And poor Dane Cook. And not that I'm a fan, but he's going to the newspaper. He's like, what the fuck did I
right.
do?
I didn't even do anything. I'm not even selling tickets.
I saw on the cover of the New York paper.
Oh, fuck Dane Cook anyway.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. We have a show called Fuck Dane Cook. And then the follow-up, Friendly Ribbing, where he complained about us. But still, it's just funny, the
timing.
I mean,
this is in context. We read something, so
right.
So we can justify it.
On the cover of the paper, somebody was, they were pro-cop. So it says, please, if you see a police officer in blue, hug them and say thank you.
This is on the cover of a newspaper.
Yes.
This is, nobody finds this dangerous to just say, hey, go hug someone.
Start hugging cops.
Start like,
how great would that be? I mean, not for the people that would be immediately billy clubbed, but like in general, how great would that be? You just start hugging cops. I couldn't imagine.
Keith showed me that, like, we were riding the train. I forget mm-hmm. where we were going. Oh, we were going to Dustin because uh-huh. he's editing our your stand-up.
It's coming out great, by the way.
He's awesome. Such a sweet boy. And so what was I going to say? Oh, so we're on the train and the cop walks in and I yeah. say to Keith, like, every time I see a cop, I'm just like, what am I doing right now?
Right.
You know, I feel like I'm just going to get arrested right now. So I always check myself.
Right.
Like, is something sticking out? Am I smoking marijuana without realizing it? I see a cop. Meanwhile, I'm on the train. But then I think that's when you showed me that
the cover,
hug a
right.
cop thing. So I just put out my arms and started walking towards right. the cop.
I'm coming in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ow. Harry's razors. Do you use them? I gave Harry's to my dad. He loves them. Then he asked why. Well, why don't I try to be the CEO of the company? But anyway, I do recommend Harry's razors. HARRYS.com/KATG. And I'll tell you a great deal you're going to get. Listen to this. You will love shaving with them. They guarantee. They'll even give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at /KATG.
So what's the choice I'm making?
Right.
It's quite easy.
You just pay $3 for shipping. That's it. It's a great shave at a fair price. You don't got to go in a store and beg somebody to open up the theft-proof thing. You're not paying $6,000 for a blade.
I mean, I don't know what it is around you guys, but around here, it's $3 to ride the train.
Right.
So there it is.
Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. $13 value for free. Even that is inexpensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's for free when you sign up. Just cover $3 shipping. The free trial set includes a weighted ergonomical handle. The handle is very important when you're shaving. 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. Get your free trial set. Go to harrys.com/KATG. That's harrys.com/KATG.
You gave your dad a $3 gift that looks like...
Yeah, he has no idea, moron. he thinks like it's something.
To me, it looks like at least a $25 gift, yeah. You know, like, but that you would, it like minimum. You know what I yeah. mean? Like, oh, you don't make buku bucks. Like, did you get this for 25 somehow?
Right.
You know, like that
right.
kind of thing.
He thought he's going to be rich. He's like, what if I take it back and keep yeah. the millions?
Yes.
Like, nah, you have to keep it, Dad. You have to use it. I did visit my family, and I'm from the sticks. You know, more than just the country.
Yeah, your next door neighbors were farmers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had like 25 acres that we rented out.
And you weren't rich.
No, not at all.
Because that does sound like you yeah. can afford all the Harry's.
No, you claim your land and it's yours.
the true area of being white.
Right. 2,000 people in the whole county. You know this. You know, you're picturing it. Males make $28,300 is the average. Females, $19,000.
What a significant difference.
$10,000.
Wow.
It's not even close.
A third.
Right.
A third less.
98% of people are white. I was looking up some statistics.
What's the 2%? Like 5%?
Right. 0.7% African American, 0.7% Asian, Hispanic or Latino of any race, 0.55%.
So there's half a person. Right. Oh, somebody mixed with somebody who was going through town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the truckers stopped over. It is a big truck stop, right? Your town?
Yeah, it's a big, it is a big stop.
Yeah, that's the ruckus that happens on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Truckers mm-hmm. come around.
My dad is so funny. So it was a good trip. It was a couple days. It was a lot of fun, but you have to plan stuff.
And who planned it?
Me.
Yeah?
I would say, just say, hey, let's go here. Oh, that's okay. The planning.
You think like if you didn't do that, you guys would just sit around?
If I didn't push it, yeah. Mm. But we have Kennywood, a huge theme park, fairly close. So we did that. That took up a nice amount of time. We went.
Is your family patient with that kind of stuff? Because you're all adults.
It was just me. My brother and sister happened to come down. So my sister wasn't there that day. Anyway, it was me. My mom loves the roller coasters.
Okay.
And she's 71, I believe. And
your mom's so fun.
We did that. I forget what it's called. This, I think it's called Sky Coaster. And it's where you pay extra for it, but they hoist you up, mm-hmm. you know, like so many feet, and then drop you right down.
Well, the one like that you're swinging on a swing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
As it's going up, so my mom's looking around like, look around. How pretty.
Oh.
Your heart's in your ass.
Oh, you and I did that once.
Yeah.
And my heart was in my ass.
Right.
And I was actually really glad that you were there because we were in love at the time. But because I don't think I could have pulled that string. They right. make you pull it.
Yeah.
You go up and you're above the entire park. I don't know where we were, maybe Six Flags. The entire park. And then you have to mean it. You have to pull the cord and that releases you. And then you swing through the whole park. And I'm just like, I can't do it.
Right. What if you just freeze up there? What happens?
I don't know.
I never know. And you kind of want to wait it out, but you're too scared. You're like, no, you say 3, 2, 1, I'm going.
But you know what? I was an asshole when it came to my turn because you were nice, I think, because you were also shitting a brick when we did that. Right. But then when we did the cruise, the Keith and the Girl show on the cruise, we did an excursion where you did that, is it parasailing of sorts, right? You're on this like bench thing.
Yes.
And there's a boat going fast enough so that you could be in the air attached to it, right? And at that point, for some reason, I worked on my fear of heights and I was a little more comfortable up there and I was a dickhead. I want to apologize to you, but I had so much fun being a dickhead.
She's leaning over.
I'm just like, I swing it. He's like, please stop. I'm not kidding. Right. Please stop. This is not cool. I'm like, come on, Keith. We're totally safe.
Oh, it's hilarious, especially when you just lied to the company saying that you can swim. Fantastic.
Oh, shit, I laughed. I'm sorry, Tony. Oh, my God.
So
that was a big one, too. Oh, my God.
But when there wasn't stuff to do, that's when it's awkward. And my dad is trying so hard to make conversation, to make up for all the times that, you know, we didn't get along, that he'll just pace, then stare at me, and just wait until a question pops into his head.
That's what a lot of guests do to you.
So he just stares. And then I'm, like, looking back, like, okay, anything churning up there? And he's like, how are your knees? I'm like, not good, but don't worry about it. You know, I don't want that to turn into something. And, you know, like I gave him Catherine's journal. Mm. And somehow it came up that
By the way, he didn't give him his wife's diary.
Right.
She puts together this journal where you can better your life and achieve your goals
right.
by filling this in. Both Andrea and I are working on our 3-month goal on these journals as well.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's so far, it's taken me 4 months, but it's the first time I'm sticking with a book like this.
My first goal was use the journal. She's like, are you using it? I'm like, in 3 months, I will. You know. But somehow it came up that I edited the beginning that tells you how to better your life. And he says, my dad, why don't you have all the tools right here to better people's lives. Why don't you go on a world tour?
That'll be your 3-month goal.
Now, never mind. It should be insulting him not knowing I'm busy as it is. I'm doing something
Keith,
now.
You have all the tools.
Right.
I'm going to call your dad and say thank you.
Yeah. I go, I don't think that's really me. And he goes, it's right there. Do a world tour. Like a Tony Robbins kind of thing. You have all the answers right there.
Oh, I wish I was there. Can I? You be your dad, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll be you.
Why don't you take the tools that are in the journal and go on a world tour and help people be productive? The money could be very lucrative.
That sounds so good. Like what kind of, like what's a world tour? Like what's the world?
Everywhere. Everybody needs productivity.
Like all the countries.
All the countries, sure.
Like every city in every country.
Yeah, you'll have an interpreter.
Okay. And
how many? What was the initial run on your wife's journal? Like, I don't know. You don't know?
Meaning how many she put out?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Keith, what was the initial run on your book?
Right. Who knows?
Okay, there you go. you have this tool to say that's Chemda's department.
Right. But what does it matter, you know?
Of course.
Because here's the journal. Now all you know to talk about is, I should have a new job based on it. And what was the initial run, as if you're going to start distributing these?
What are your stats?
Right.
Do you have an affiliate program?
And then, you know, then after the journal talk, it's back to my niece. He's like,
well, you should have kept that going, Keith.
He's like, son, those knees have to be very painful, having bad knees. It hurts. And I'm like, Dad, I'm the one feeling it. Well, you know, I'll fix them. What are we doing?
Right.
What are we doing?
You should be like, hey, Dad, you had a couple heart attacks recently. That's got to hurt.
Right.
Ouch, ouchie, ouch, ouch. Does that stint? And then you poke his chest.
Right.
Can I feel the stint if I poke?
I know.
How much did that cost you? How much did it cost the hospital?
Right. You don't even know. You don't even know. I think if I had a heart attack, I would know.
On average, how many operations do people do based on heart attacks?
He thinks we're so stupid still. I know it. I remember I told this story in my autobiography, The Great American Novel, but I would play card games with my younger siblings and just make them up. And I had, for example, boxing, and I would lay the cards out like two stick figures and then flip the card. And then my sister, let's say, would be one of the boxers, I'm the other, and we see who wins by flipping over the cards. Now, does it make sense? No. And I always won.
I don't know who these boxers are, but they're shady.
Right. So you know, we're doing it again now at age 40.
Oh, really? That's so funny.
Yeah. And she almost won, and she didn't, because my boxer had a 3, and that's based on the 7 that came up earlier for his brain skills when he flipped over the head. So anyway, then afterwards, I go, you know, and we're laughing. And
is there booze, or are you guys just nuts in your parents' house?
All sober. Yeah, I don't have to drink if I have these card games, but nobody plays with me. So we're like laughing, and then my sister, you know, she's acting up, and like, I almost had it. I thought I had it, and my dad is like, Christy, I don't think you could have won.
Hey, snitches get right. Stitches, Dad.
Right, and then we go like, I really think Dad still thinks we're an idiot. I was 18, and my dad felt he had to sit me down and explain Freddy Krueger wasn't real.
Well, he's still telling you that there, you know, if you're having a hard time, you could just move back to his place.
Right,
and you just said you had a headache.
Well, he told me, if you remember this, fairly recently, he sent me a letter like, you know what, I don't acknowledge your podcasting success, and I want to say that I'm very proud of you. And when you went out into the world, I didn't think you were ready. I thought it would eat you alive. Like, this was a compliment. I thought you didn't have any skills.
You were a little bitch when I left you.
Right, right. And then, you know.
Are you still like, are you far removed enough for it to just be amusing?
Yes.
Or does it ever hit you?
It doesn't bother me at all. Hmm.
That's a skill.
Thank you.
Yeah, that you should go on a world tour with. That's a TED Talk waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is, and it's fine. You know, my dad's funny in that because we didn't get along, he does still think there's some kind of resentment that I must have, which would make sense. But whenever I give him a gift, he puts some kind of negative connotation to it. Like, if you remember, it was Father's Day one year, and Chemda and I got him steaks.
Omaha steaks.
Omaha steaks.
You send me Omaha steaks and I am just on
right.
The floor because it's a box of golden delicious goodness.
Well, he said that, he goes, I got the steaks. I'm like, good, I think you'll like them. What exactly did you mean by that?
We mean you're starving.
Right. Yeah.
You look emaciated. Are you a model now?
I'm like, it's just steaks. And he has this little laugh where he's like, I know what's up. And I go, are you trying to say that I'm full of beef? I'm like, that's not a thing, first of all.
I'm like, is that country for full of shit?
Right.
Like, because that's how you make beef? Or that's, no, it cows, does, shit, and then it makes...
I gave him a Yogi Berra book when I just saw him, because he likes, you know, corny stuff. If there's a fork in the road, you know, eat spaghetti. And But I don't think Yogi Berra was so clever. I think he's retarded, and these little quips came out. But my dad would get a kick out of that. And in this shop where I got it, they also had old-timey toys. And so my dad likes that stuff. So I got jacks. You know, the little...
Love jacks.
You bounce the ball, you grab a bunch of jacks. So I give it to him the first day I'm there. Second day. This means he was mauling about it all night. He's like, what exactly did the jacks represent? And I go, I think you like those old-timey games. Like, okay. Like, there must be more. Like, I don't know. Like... You're a jack off. Like, I don't know what he could be making up.
I didn't think that.
I didn't either.
Wow, what else could it be?
Right.
Jacks. Your name should have been Jack. Right. Mom cheated on you with somebody named Jack.
Right.
I want some Apple Jacks. You never gave me Apple Jacks. What else?
And of course, you know, my parents, very religious. My dad was a Catholic priest. And on the way from Kennywood, I'm sitting in the back. And my brother's, you know, in the front. My mom insisted on driving. And then she says, you know what we can do? Say the rosary.
Is that like that's a random thing to do? That's not like
You can do it anytime. But it's new to me, you know, in the car, like, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace, take this exit. The Lord is with thee.
Hey, let Jesus take the wheel. You could do the rosary.
Blessed art thou. Left, 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 left amongst the women.
Do you still remember the rosary?
Yeah. But I'm in the back and I would like, every so often, I'd like mumble the words, but not so you can really hear me, because then if I decide not to say it, you assume I'm still saying it.
Ooh, Keith, this is a decision you had to make.
I fell asleep 6 times.
But you are an atheist. And you did say that you don't want to go to church or even give them the hint that you're going to participate in this kind of thing. Was that...
It was just easier. No, it wasn't even... I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll say it. I don't care.
Did you feel a little dirty?
No, I think... I do think I would have refused to go to church.
But they didn't go?
The timing wasn't church time.
I see. Did they ask you if you've been going to church?
No, it was more I listened to your show 3 or 4 in a row, and if you can stop using the Lord's name in vain... I said, all right, I'll stop that, but the cursing in general, I have to keep it.
Yeah, the Lord wants you to do it.
He gave me the skill.
If I say the Lord wanted you to do it, is that in vain? Should I be going like the wanted you to do it?
Yeah, you have to put the dash in the or. The lid.
But God's good.
Right. But I went, you know, when it's all of July in Somerset is fireworks season.
Oh, that's fun.
So I thought I was going to take a quick nap. I end up sleeping for like 5 hours. I come into the living room. I go, hey guys, is there? And it's the middle of another rosary. I'm like, ah, fuck. And I said, turn around, Keith. I ignore it at first. Keith. And I'm like, yeah, come and join us. I'm like, absolutely. So I sit down and I'm saying the rosary with them. But luckily there are fireworks going on outside right in front of me. So I'm really just watching them saying the rosary.
What are they doing that they got to do the rosary so often?
They love it. I think they love it. They love it.
It's their favorite pastime. Do your siblings do it?
Not on their own.
But they were participating?
But yeah, if they're there, they'll participate.
Do you guys need a physical rosary, the bracelet thing, the necklace?
Well, it was funny in the car, you know, you don't know what are these mysteries that you have to say. You know, we couldn't remember the Apostles' Creed, the very first prayer. In general, it's all Hail Marys. But so she starts, she's like, what is that? I'm ashamed of myself. I don't really remember how it starts. And then she's just saying whatever prayers come into my head. Now I lay me down to sleep. She's like, no, that's not it.
Let's see. Baruch atah. No, that's not it.
Right. but, you know, that was the most when it came to religious stuff. I did end up saying, hey, guys, if you did visit your family recently, everybody post a picture of the homemade church altar that you have in your basement. Nobody played along.
No.
I was all alone.
That's what's special about going home.
Right.
So, but your dad has had a church in his basement for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so that he doesn't have to go to church, or?
He likes the power. He misses it. He misses being a priest.
I see. Which has his own podium.
It has to be a trip to, you could save souls. You could, somebody's dying, you can make sure that they go to heaven. You forgive people on the regular.
I didn't think of that.
And now you can't. You were, if you believed in this, you're superhuman.
So then how...
That's and now right. all of a sudden, you're just a dude with kids.
Yeah, he had to give up the priesthood, right? Because he got married. So how is he able to have his own church? Is he a different thing now?
There's all different ways.
I see.
You know.
Oh, I read some, you know, I read some sentence in the back of the Bible, and now I can do it.
Because you don't have to be like, is it anointed or...
He just does it to himself.
Knighted.
He has to be knighted to do it to other people.
There's
I guess
a sword on your wall.
Well, he wants my mom to join his church and she won't.
it's downstairs. Tony, that's not fair. Tony, that's not fair. Oh God, how does that conversation go? Come on, we've the good wafers.
Right. I use Wheat Thins, hon.
Every other Sunday, I dip it in chocolate.
Right.
So every Sunday she goes to her church and he goes to his?
Yes.
All right. You know, some couples have separate beds.
They get along great. They're like boyfriend, girlfriend now. They used to fight a lot when I remembered.
So it is your fault after all.
It could be. It could be.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know. 50 years later, they talk. I don't know.
I wonder because I've been told it comes in waves, and I imagine like the wave of children, especially five of them, is going to be a tough one. So maybe after there's a little bit less.
They don't mind talking through the bathroom door. They're one of those people. It's like, you know, what do you want? What do you want to drink with your sandwich? I'm like, I can figure it out later.
Yeah, I have to stop. We have to stop ourselves from doing that at home.
Right.
I'm just like, we're going to talk afterwards, even though it's tempting. But every once in a while, I'm just like, oh, just this.
Right.
But it's not, I don't think it's a good habit.
No, right? No.
Yeah, because it's just, let's just have a moment.
Right.
Especially in New York apartments.
By the way, at the end of this rosary, like, I think it's done. I happened to get to, it was on the fifth mystery, the final one. So I didn't have to say the whole thing, you know? They're like, should we start over to include you? I'm like, no, I'll just keep it going as it is. So then we finished.
They were all relieved.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think we're done, but apparently there's all these add-ons that you can do. You can do bonuses. And so they're doing both. And I'm like, I need to know when this ends. You know what I mean?
What's your ETA?
Right. And then they're like, you know, and they're reading all this. And we give all our praise to Mary. The rosary is really to Mary. Mary the Immaculate, Mary the Ultimate Virgin. We pray to Mary the Greatest Hope, Mary the Mother of the One who had it the worst, Mary the Perfect, Mary the One who deserves all. We didn't pray to Zeus that much, and you saw his works, tides, solar eclipses.
That's, wow, Mary did a lot.
Yeah.
You know? She's very underappreciated.
I collect shot glasses at Kennywood. I got a Kennywood shot glass, and then later my mom gave me $10 for it.
Oh, because she wanted to buy it for
you? Yeah, she wasn't fast enough with her card. Aww. And so she's like, here, take that. And you have to take it. My dad gave me $40 and you have to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they start getting insulted.
It's not worth saying no. They're going to sneak it in your shit anyway if you say no. They want to give it to you. It makes them happy.
Yeah, when my parents, when we used to meet, if we went out to eat or did anything, they would insist on paying. And even if like... I was with someone, whether it's a friend or someone I'm dating. And it's always like this awkward thing because at a certain point you're an adult or you're someone I'm dating. And so you feel like it's your thing. And I just know, I remember watching The Sopranos. Do you remember when the main guy?
Tony.
Yeah. So he was having lunch or dinner with his daughter's boyfriend.
Right.
And the boyfriend paid for it. Like, he knew that he wouldn't get a chance if he did it in front of the table, so he, like, snuck did it. Like, as a nice thing. Right. You know, we've done that before. Like, gotcha, I paid for it. Right. Oh, no, I'm an asshole. And he wanted to beat the shit out of him.
Right.
That's my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you would think that would be nice, like, because he's paid all this time. Like, right. I'm going to not even make it awkward. I'll just do it. He'd punch you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't really punch you because my dad's not really that physical, but.
Anytime if I go out with my wife, I will send the bill to my father-in-law so that he doesn't think I'm overstepping bounds. I'm like, you're still her favorite man. He drove me to the airport and I need, you know, somebody. There's no buses even go to my town.
Oh, so how would one get there?
You wouldn't. No. Someone would have to pick you up at Pittsburgh airport.
Is there Uber in somewhere that far out?
No. And I told my dad, I'm like, why don't you be the only Uber? That should be your new job and you'll be rich. I don't get it. I don't get it, Dad.
And by Uber, you mean Lyft, of course, because we're not using Ubers. But yeah, I hate that Uber is now like Google. That means search.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, it's like Kleenex, right?
Yeah, yeah. So did you tell him that? Because I could see him doing that.
Right. He would like doing that. He'd have right? his car. The car would be dressed like a church. Take a rosary on your way out. Do you want to say the rosary as we drive? It looks like a far drive, sir. No, I'm good. Okay, I'll just say it. But feel free to join in. Hail Mary, full of grace. So he's driving me to the airport, and he goes, do you want to go to Dairy Queen and we'll get ice creams?
Aw.
And it's cute, but what's funny to me is, like, you know, mom wouldn't let you have that.
Oh, he's using
he's
you.
He's using me.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
We used to do, like, a version of that. We never would be able to have junk food at all, but every once in a while, now that I think back on it, I wonder if it's once a month, but it wasn't that often. My mother would crave a sundae, and a sundae from McDonald's, which was right. like hot fudge and nuts. And so when she craved it, we got to have it too, and it would be the biggest fucking day. It would never happen. And I'm like, what power? You have a craving, we get ice cream.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, it all worked out overall. Luckily, they wake up late.
Really?
Yeah. So
is that new or always?
I think they have trouble sleeping, and then they're up. It's like already 11 or 12.
It's so unusual.
So half your day is gone. So you know you don't have to do too much.
I see. You're saying it like it's a positive.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You're encouraging of. So is everyone else sleeping? You're sleeping until that late also? Because that's like your normal hours anyway, right?
Yeah, kind of. But no, I was up before everybody.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Just to do the rosary by yourself. Finally, peace and quiet.
I said I already did the rosary. I go, they come into the room and I go, amen.
Do it like your dad, amen. Right.
It's like, you know, you walk in a room and somebody's like doing push-ups. 100. That's what I was doing. My mom happened to send me an email right before the show started. And there's a picture of a huge snake.
That's a giant snake. That's inside like the outside garbage, the one that you yeah. throw all your things in.
I picked this snake up from the backyard several days ago and dropped him in the garbage can.
Wait, what do you mean you picked it up with your hands?
I looked in it several times and he was pretty active. So I boiled two pots of water and threw them inside. That killed him. I just dumped him in our fields. Boy, was he smelling. I put some water with bleach to clean it up. We had killed four small snakes a week ago or so. I wonder if they have any relatives around. I hope you are all doing fine.
That's badass. Badass.
Yeah.
She's so calm about it.
Yeah.
She's still wondering if they have any friends.
Right.
Oh, that snake is huge. We're posting that picture, right?
Sure, sure.
Holy shit. You think she picked it up with her bare hands?
Yeah, I do.
She's not nervous of it biting her?
That's country living, baby.
Yeah, I can't do it. I get so nervous in the country.
Right.
As soon as it gets quiet, oh my God.
There's rabbits hopping in the lawn.
I can't. I can't.
Looks like Walt Disney.
It's so quiet. It's like you should hear the murders, but you know you're right. not gonna. Right. I don't know.
Well, I've said this. It's weird when I'm in a place where how you doing is an honest question.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I know there's only 2,000 of you, but there is 2,000 of you.
I pass the stranger and I'm like, hey, how you doing? I keep walking. He starts telling me. I'm like, oh, shit. I have to circle back. By the way, I had a friend in school, John Linderman, and I saw him on Words with Friends. Mm. So I started playing Words with Friends with him. But he's not like amazed that we're talking again. Mm. So he's not writing in the chat. He's just actually playing a game like a weirdo. Do you see what I mean?
He didn't acknowledge that it was
you. No, I go.
He just thinks everyone wants to play Words with Friends with him?
I guess. I go, hi, John, cool as a cucumber, who's acting like playing Words after all these years isn't insane. And then nothing. And then I beat him, just bragging. And he hit, you know, replay to play again. I declined. I'm like, why aren't we talking?
So weird.
You know, I found it odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
Like, we were pretty close, and now what? We're not talking?
I mean, it's fine if you don't talk, if you were close in high school, but you're playing a game.
Right. Why are you playing the game then? It'd be like if we were in person and we're playing checkers and not talking, but we haven't seen each other in years.
And you just found each other in the park.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess we're doing this. Everyone loves playing chess with me. Yeah. This is so weird.
That was a fun game of checkers. See you later. Yeah. I just found it odd.
You think he didn't remember? He just really thought some Keith Malley is...
You don't forget the kid. You know?
Tony, you're right. That's not laughable.
So we do some movies. It's everybody's favorite section. I'll tell you what I saw, and I'll tell you that they all stunk.
You saw a movie?
Yeah.
Shut your fucking
mouth. No, I really did. I really did.
Get out of here.
Number one movie of the weekend, War for the Planet of the Apes. Number two, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Did you see these?
Yes, I did. Okay. War for the Planet of the Apes. I don't really care about humans and apes fighting. I don't know why. Doesn't really get me. Yeah. Spider-Man, though, I thought is the greatest superhero movie of all time.
This particular one?
Yes.
Of all time?
Yeah, they don't bore you with it. We know you're bit by a spider. I don't got to see it again.
Oh, do they always say the origin
story? Yeah, yeah. Mm. You know, he's out of school. He got bit by a spider. Done.
Yeah, even I know that.
Right. Yeah. I thought it's so funny.
Really? Who was Spider-Man this time?
That's some English guy. Yeah.
You like the Euro Spidey?
Mm-hmm. I think I do. I was tricked.
Did he use his American accent?
Of course he did.
My goodness.
God, I hate when they do that. You think you're watching The Wire, but you know they trick you. It's like, oh, I didn't know. They should have to say, shouldn't they? Taking our jobs. What I did do, I saw Beguiled, and then afterwards I snuck into The Big Sick, and which is a heartwarming romance comedy.
Would I like it?
You would like it.
I could tell by your tone. You're like, for the simple-minded who love, you know, right. For those who want pulled on the heartstrings, Hamda, go for it.
It's very simple, but it is very good. But I snuck in. And this is like opening day. And I'm the only one in the theater.
Whoa.
So about 15, 20 minutes in, the movie shuts off.
Whoa.
Because there are no ticket sales.
Oh, wow.
And I have the balls to complain.
But how?
I get a manager and I'm like, yeah, this movie just went off.
But they know for a fact there are no tickets.
And they go, well, then there's no tickets. It shuts off automatically. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was going to go see this other movie, but I saw reviews and changed my mind. And she's like, yeah, so it shuts off when there's no ticket sales. And like,
you really have balls. You just stood there and kept talking?
And well, that's about when I stopped. Because obviously, I could go, here's the ticket. In fact, I wouldn't just go, oh, well, I guess I fucked up and lost $16.
Right.
But I go, oh, that's something. Like thinking, what do I want to do? Do I want to push this, take this to court? Okay, that's too bad. I'll go home dejected.
So 20 minutes in, are you going back?
So I did go back and saw the whole thing, put it together.
Worth it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because then my movie pass, I can see a different movie every day. So I didn't really have to, you know. I have to watch myself. I keep saying it's free. It's $60 a month.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like you do enough ads for it that you should get it for free.
You're absolutely right.
I really do think that.
You're absolutely right.
I mean,
right.
You know what? Honestly, if you guys heard of Movie Pass from Keith, because I did over and over again, why don't we tweet at them? I heard about this from @KeithMalley of @KeithAndTheGirl. I feel like really every other week is like, here's why you should get MoviePass.
Well, don't tell MoviePass that what I do with it is you can swipe a movie and then it puts you on your app, you say, okay, I'm going to see this movie. And it puts $15, $16 on your credit card, basically, on this card. But they make you show the receipt now and you can't, and they're stopping you from doing this where I would say, okay, here's $15, but I'm seeing something in 3D. I'll pay an extra $5.
So you use the credit to buy the movie stub and then upgrade.
Yeah, and I don't know why that's cheating. It doesn't bother me doing it. I don't feel bad. You know, it's the same amount of money that you would be giving me. So now what I do is I go to the machine, swipe a movie, take a picture of the receipt, then go to the actual person and go, I'm an idiot and I got the wrong movie. Let's switch.
When you tell MoviePass that Keith needs a MoviePass for free, don't reference this particular episode. I'm sure there are others. Keith's life hacks are all based on MoviePass.
Right.
They keep changing the way you do it only because of you.
Right. I did see the Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me.
Oh, shit.
I know even less about Tupac.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Was it completely absurd?
It was just, you know, everything just, I don't know, moved so fast. There were no struggles.
Oh, really?
That's the way I took it.
Oh, damn.
I just don't really know. I don't feel like I know anything, and I didn't know him at all.
And it was up to, of course, when he got shot.
Yes.
All that, still not interesting.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Now, I did sneak into the movie Poison. where they go over the life of Bret Michaels.
That exists right now?
No.
Oh, aw, sorry. I got so excited for you. I was like, how did I not hear? Oh, because it's Poison.
They did, the movie did good with what people, you know, look like and talk like, you know, Snoop Dogg and...
Isn't that fun?
Suge Knight, that kind of thing.
I always feel bad for the actor who looks exactly like that. Like when
it's all they have.
Yeah, when I saw the Biggie movie, right. I was like, oh, this guy looks exactly like Biggie. I was like, when else are you going to need that?
Right.
Also, that's not the best compliment in the world.
Right. But yeah, Spider-Man I thought was great. I'm curious if they ever make a Flash movie. I guess there's the Flash is DC, Quicksilver is Marvel, and it's, you know, their superpower is they run so fast they're almost stopping time.
Okay.
And then so I picture Batman and Superman talking to each other like, oh, we got to go and save the day. And then the Flash is like, yeah, I just did it. You know? and go through this, and then go through this guy's life, like dating. It's like, you forgot it was my birthday. Did I? Go check the bedroom.
So let me get this straight. If your superpower can be to move time like that,
yeah,
or to fly, or be invisible,
to be the Flash,
yeah,
that would be the greatest superpower of all time. You just did something.
Yeah,
you can get out of any fight.
Okay.
I mean, I guess invisible does that too, but you know,
in a weird, not really.
Right.
No, because you would really get out of the fight because you would go back in time and undo the fight. Right. Whereas when you're invisible, they're going to look for your visibility at some point.
Right.
Okay. And then flying, you can just fly. Now you're in Europe.
You can run so fast it's like you ran to Europe.
You're making that up. No, you can.
You can run so fast, you can probably walk on the water because you're going so fast.
You can go to Europe and keep rewinding time, and then you could just stay there for 10 days and it'll just be a day. That's a thing.
Right.
All right. Is that our poll?
What's the best superpower?
Yeah.
Invisibility, running like a mother.
Flash style.
Right.
Or flying.
Or flying.
Okay. I think, that's a tough one.
But you just do anything you want.
No, you're right. It's no question. You go back in time. You win the lotto.
You're not really going back in time, by the way. But you're kind of stopping time because you move so fast.
That sounds exhausting. I'm going to fly.
But you don't get winded. Like, every time. Fucking cramp. I mean, I stopped the plane from blowing up. I saw the movie Baby Driver. It's okay. It's cute. I saw the Will Ferrell movie. The House?
He's still doing things?
15% on Rotten Tomatoes? It's pretty funny.
I think when you see comedies that are 15%, I don't know. I know you say that there's not a thing like this, but I think you go in there like, fuck it. Now.
No, I don't.
Really?
Really.
Like, okay, you go in there like vodka-ish?
Sometimes, sure.
Because like a Will Ferrell movie, I think on vodka is going to be fantastic.
I've seen, you know, I told you I saw that Girls' Night show and I didn't really care for that. You know, my vodka was helping me.
Okay. It
didn't help too much.
Well, they're chicks. What are you going to do?
Ugh. I'm with you on that one, Tony.
They laughed in that movie. Ugh, how many times are they going to do that?
They had a good time. Oh, a movie theater must drive Tony crazy. Hey, half of you, shut up.
I mean, you could find joy, but that much joy, I feel like you're faking.
When I saw Planet of the Apes... And I know
with
that I...
Tony in there and I'm done. Go ahead.
I know that I used my credit card. So I know I had the wallet with me. I think that I got home and I vaguely remember just cleaning out my cargo short pockets. And I think I put my wallet and keys on a table. And then went, why did I do that? Why would I take my wallet out of my shorts? And I think I put it back in. Anyway, all of a sudden, I couldn't find my wallet. And I still can't find it.
You have the same shorts that you were wearing.
Same shorts. I'm looking, you know, on the surfaces in my house. I called the theater. I showed up knowing that they're stupid because right. Every time I call, I'm giving my name and number. You all don't know my situation by now. You know, I do move my legs a lot because of my knees. So it could have fell out.
Yeah. And they're not going to like go look in the movie theater for you.
Right. I mean, the second time I called, got a different guy and I said, oh, I lost this black wallet. And they go, okay, hold on, please. Then they come back to the phone. Oh, what's your name? I'm like, oh, Keith Malley. They're like, okay, thank you. Please hold. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and something already was bad, like and I'll fill you in, you know, later someday. I always do. But something in my life was going bad as it is, and then this happened. I'm like, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. Did you? Because I think that's worthy.
There was a tear.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? You know, and it's just a pain. You got to cancel your cards. The Metro card had over $30. Whether I can get it refunded or not,
it's another phone call, another email to do. Also, and I hate to remind you of this, mm-hmm. again, when we were on that train, you're like, look at my wallet. I just got this from the fair or wherever the fuck
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, like, I get look it at this. Street fair, $4.
Yeah, there's this pocket and that pocket, and look at this. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a fucking wallet.
I have a free Manny Petty card. That's gone. And cash, I'm the king of cash back. I feel like they pay me. Damn. So, of course, I have cash in my wallet. My license.
How much cash?
Probably $60.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's too much. And then my driver's license is expired, but it's no good, but it's not expired. Oh. It's not expired. Okay. When I was going to, I feel like I'm telling a story about picking up testosterone shots. Well, I would go to.
You are low on testosterone. The DMV.
When I was going to the wedding, to my wedding, like rehearsals.
Uh huh.
And I got a speeding ticket, and it was in another town, and I couldn't figure out how to pay it, and I just kind of let it go.
Mm. So your license got suspended.
So my license got suspended, but, you know, car rental places will still often take it. You know, it's good for, obviously, ID in general. But now that it's gone, I can't easily get that replaced.
Yeah, you can only get an ID now.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, I, of course, have a...
I'm pretty sure your license was revoked at this point.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right, but it's still good. I can still use it for things.
I think mine is the same way.
Yeah, and I have a passport, but that's just, I'm a weirdo.
It's the worst, because then you're like, I've also done that, and I have my passport on me, and I'm like, if I lose this, like,
yeah.
then what?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Andrea had her purse stolen. Somebody took her purse, took the money out of it. She ended up finding the purse. I guess a guy stole it out of a locker somehow and then ditched it in the guy's locker room.
We'll talk about it on What's Up, A.
And,
in detail.
Right. But she told us, oh, I'm going to be late. I just had my purse stolen. I'm trying to figure it out.
And we're like, wow, anything to be late.
And she calls, and then she calls and is saying, and I hear you. I don't know it's her calling. And I hear you going, oh, they found it, and I just immediately thought, like, I don't know why they're calling you, but they have my wallet.
Oh, sadness.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have done the rosary, Keith.
Right. It's like life gives you 100 Capri Suns and no straw. You know what I mean? All right, don't forget, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. I got to make $60 up real quick. It's every show we've ever done, including the spinoff shows. My name is Keith, which I'll still be doing, just not, I think I'll have to do it on acid.
It's a little safer at this point.
The drinking is too much for everybody.
Yeah. I got special acid if you want to use it on your next show.
Right.
You want to do an acid show together?
No.
You and me.
Sounds good.
In a room.
Yeah.
Acid.
Nope.
Just, we'll wait until it kicks in, and then if you don't like it, we'll leave.
This is that peer pressure they're talking about. It's not so easy, kids. I thought I said no. So that's it. Take a look at that. Don't forget, by the way, keep an eye on the calendar. KeithandTheGirl.com/events. I'll be doing a live podcast. Just a whole bunch of stuff's going on. If you ever wonder, hey, what's a Keith and the Girl event that's happening? It's all right there.
Oh, yeah. We get booked on other people's shows. And we are booking a live Keith and the Girl show in the future. So follow us in various places. You know we love you. Spread the word.
There you have it. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.